Thank you. President Ilario,
Speaker Cleckley,
statewide elected officials, Chief Justice Kimball and Justices of the Supreme Court, honored members of the legislature, Governor Foster, Governor Blanco, Senator Landrieu, Congressman Cassidy, Congressman Bustani, to my beautiful wife, Supriya, my mother, my father, my in-laws, my three great children, honored guests, friends, to my fellow Louisianians, it is with gratitude in my heart and determination in my spirit that I stand before you. As I reflect on the events in my life that have led me to this podium today, I must first begin by singling out Governor Mike Foster for special recognition, or blame, depending on your perspective. Governor Foster had the chutzpah to appoint me as his Secretary of the Department of Health and Hospitals almost exactly 16 years ago today. I was the ripe old age of 24 years. Thank you, Governor, for taking a chance on me. Thank you for your friendship, your wise counsel. Thank you for your steadfast leadership of our state. Let's give another great round of applause to Governor Mike Foster. I also want to thank Governor Blanco for being here today. If any of you here are worried about me staying humble, Governor Blanco will always have a memorable place in my heart. She's the only person I've ever lost an election to. But I also want to thank Governor Blanco. Now, don't smile so nicely when I say that. I also want to thank the governor for her many years of service to our state, especially her leadership during some of the toughest times our state has faced through Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Let's give Governor Blanco a great round of applause. Now let me start by acknowledging the elephant in the room. I'm fully aware my own three children have told me this today. My inauguration as governor is not the most important thing that is happening in the state of Louisiana today. I know there's an athletic contest down the road. I know folks are eager to get there. Let me just say this. I am grateful that inauguration is happening this morning instead of tomorrow. I am afraid if we waited until tomorrow, we would be inaugurating national football champion Les Miles. Coach Miles is our next governor, so I'm glad we're doing inauguration today. 4 years ago, standing on the Capitol steps, I proclaimed that our new Louisiana will be a magnet for the dreamers, the risk takers, the entrepreneurs, the adventurers, the leaders of America's new economy. I also said that the new Louisiana would give our citizens the opportunities they deserve. I realized that while I was saying our new Louisiana will be a magnet for the dreamers and the risk takers, I know what you were thinking. Oh boy, he's a dreamer, all right. Well, guilty as charged. It turns out we were all dreamers. And our dreams for a dynamic and vibrant and growing Louisiana are coming true. 4 years ago, there may have been as many cynics as dreamers, but here we are today. By working together, all of us working together, Louisiana dreams are turning into reality. They said that Louisiana couldn't possibly shake our reputation for corruption and reform our ethics laws, but we did. They said Louisiana couldn't create jobs in the midst of the worst national recession in generations, but we did. They said Louisiana couldn't cut taxes for our taxpayers, but we did. They said Louisiana could not reverse decades of the outmigration of our people, but we did. They said Louisiana could not cut the size of government while improving government services, but we did. They said we couldn't attract new businesses to the state of Louisiana, but we did. I could certainly go on, of course, and you all know that I'm prone to do so on occasion. I love to boast about the progress the people of Louisiana have made over these past 4 years. But I won't, and here's why. All of that was yesterday. We cannot stand, we must not rest on our laurels. We can either go forward or backwards. Those are really our only two options. Standing still is actually going backwards. Together, all of us, Republicans, independents, Democrats, have indeed accomplished a great deal. We should be proud of the fact that Louisiana has come a great long way in a very short while. We should certainly boast that Louisiana is on the move. But we must also admit that our mission is far from accomplished. As long as there are hardworking Louisianians who don't have jobs, our mission is not accomplished. As long as there are small business people struggling to pay their rent, our mission is not accomplished. As long as there are native sons and daughters of Louisiana who want to come home but can't find work here, our mission is not accomplished. As long as there's waste and inefficiency in government, our mission is not accomplished. as long as there are children who are not receiving a quality education here in Louisiana, our mission is not accomplished. And let me stop on that point and say this. In America, we believe that every child deserves an equal opportunity to a quality education, regardless of income status, male or female, black or white, all are precious in his sight. Equal opportunity in education is a core underlying value we all share. But that is not the reality today in America. Every child does not receive an equal opportunity or quality education today. That is a matter of fact, not a matter of opinion. For our country to continue to lead the world, we can and we must right this wrong. There's not much that you and I can do about the educational opportunities afforded to children in 49 other states. But we can do something about it right here at home. And when we do make changes here in Louisiana, we will greatly improve our ability to compete and win the jobs of the future. There are, of course, many competing philosophies and agendas when it comes to education. I believe we all need to check our party affiliations, our ideologies, our political agendas at the door when it comes to improving our schools. Reforming and improving education should not be a partisan issue. Getting our kids ready to face the challenges this world has to offer, getting them prepared to succeed and triumph, should not be a political matter. Now, allow me to be blunt here for a moment. Let me speak to you directly on the subject of equal opportunity in education. Let's be honest. For most, if not all of us here, most of all the families represented here today, our kids are going to be fine. We'll make sure that we either live in an area that has good public schools, or we will send our children to highly functioning non-public schools that better meet their needs. In other words, we will do whatever it takes to make sure that our kids get a good education. But the simple truth is this. There are many children, very many children, who do not have that same opportunity. They may live in an area with public schools that are failing. Maybe they can't afford to move to an area with better schools, and they cannot afford private school. This is an untenable situation. Let me make an important distinction here. While I believe we must provide every child with an equal opportunity to receive a quality education, I do not believe we can or should guarantee everyone an equal result. America is all about opportunity. That's why my parents came to America more than 40 years ago. And that's why most of your parents came here generations ago in search of an opportunity, a chance, a fair shake. America promises equal opportunity to have success, but America does not promise equal success. That part is up to you, the student, the worker, the individual. It's called freedom. It includes the freedom to succeed as well as the freedom to fail. Adults make choices, good choices and bad choices, and they have to live with the consequences of those choices. If we work hard in America, the chances are very good that we will have some measure of success. Again, the promise of America realized. Children, on the other hand, they don't choose what family they're born into. They have no control whether they're born into a wealthy family, a middle-class family, or a poor family. My parents are hardworking middle-class folks. They made sure that I got a good education. They made sure that I attended schools where I could succeed. And indeed, I got a good education from a public school right here in Baton Rouge. In America, you don't have a right to have everything your neighbor has. You don't have a right to a big house or a fancy car. You don't have a right to redistribute your neighbor's wealth. But I would suggest this. I would suggest that long ago we decided that every kid does have a right to a quality education from an excellent teacher. And by getting a good education, kids then do have an opportunity to pursue their dreams. And here's the good news. We can fix this. All we need is the willpower to get it done and the courage to stop doing things that have been proven not to work. Einstein once said that the definition of insanity was doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Even better news, the key to reforming education here in Louisiana is not massive spending and tax increases. Throwing more money at the problem has proven to be a failure. That experiment has been tried for decades, and it has failed. All we need to do is muster the courage to change our ways and to abandon old, tired methods that have failed generations of our children. The way forward is very simple. It is to provide more choices and more opportunities. More choices and more opportunities for parents, for families, for children. In some places, the traditional public schools are functioning well. But in others, the traditional public schools are failing our kids. Anyone who stands in the way of providing real opportunities to all of our kids must now stand down. Anyone who stands in the way of giving all of our parents and all of our children choices when it comes to education must stand down. Real reform lies in providing more choices and more opportunities for parents, for families, for their children. Look, our kids only grow up once. Waiting for the system to reform itself is not an option. Now is the time to act. I'm confident that when we reform our education system, Louisiana will become an even better place to start or move a business. Our economic outlook will improve even more. Now I want to conclude today by reflecting on the people of Louisiana and the journey that we've all been on. It was just over 6 years ago that Hurricane Katrina hit, followed shortly by Hurricane Rita. Since that time, we've had Hurricanes Gustav and Ike and the biggest oil spill in American history. No state has faced what we have faced or overcome what we have overcome. The biggest natural and man-made disasters of our lifetimes happened right here in Louisiana over these past 6 years. The generosity of our fellow Americans was both humbling and impressive. And through it all, somehow, by the grace of the Almighty God, the people of Louisiana have managed not simply to survive, but actually to thrive. You literally couldn't make our story up. It'd be too far-fetched if it were a movie script. But make no mistake about it. We do, in fact, look to God and thank Him for bringing us through. And by the way, that's not just a throwaway line in a speech. It's part of our daily life here in the sportsman's paradise. To say that Louisianians are a resilient lot is an inexcusable understatement. Make no mistake about it. Mere survival is not our goal. We plan to do much, much more than survive. I tell my staff every day, we are going to run out of time before we run out of aspirations, before we run out of ideas, before we run out of things to do to help improve our state. In our darkest hours, we all still believed in each other. We believed in Louisiana. Now everyone has seen our true grit. Now everyone truly believes in Louisiana. Our plan for the next 4 years is very simple. We plan to compete with every state and every country. We plan to make Louisiana the best place in the world to raise a family and to find a good-paying job. We plan not to simply compete, but we plan to win. Speaking of competing and winning, I want to close with a couple of final words. Who dat? Who dat say they're going to beat them Saints? And finally, set your watches. It is 7 hours to game time. Go Tigers. Thank you. May God bless you. May God continue to bless the great state of Louisiana and these United States of America. Thank y'all very much.